Y Mobile. Not sure. I think that's Patrick. Is that you? It's, I don't know if it's my radio or yours, but you're way down in the noise, or I'm in the noise. Make you out a little bit. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Appointment?
Yes, sir.
How did it go?
Astigmatism in my right eye.
My brother does too in his. His right eye as well. They can do anything about it or no?
Oh, I doubled with you.
Think they can do anything or what?
They just wanted to give me a really weak prescription. It's really small, so they said I could take and do without glasses and just keep my readers, or I could get a bifocal.
That's what I have. I have a version of bifocals, so that while I'm working on the monitor, it kind of acts a little different.
Actually, that's what they're telling me. I need to get is something to go with my where I can read the monitor or drive. I can get a bifocal to do that.
It's so hard for me to get used to the bifocal because your feet feel like they're really weirdly close to your body all of a sudden. it is the weirdest sensation. It took me a couple months to get used to it.
What I'm afraid of and trying to drive wearing them and be, I don't know about that.
It didn't bother me as much as just the walking. Like if I was walking up steps, they felt like, I don't know how to explain it, farther away and close at the same time, and that made me feel real loopy.
So I'm going to take a couple days and decide what I want to do, and then I'll make a decision.
Not cheap, so I totally get that. I did the same thing, but I was getting such bad headaches on working on the computer and stuff that I just opted to try it. And then the fact that I'm a diabetic too, I felt like I probably did need something for my eyes.
Probably would make play in my decision also. But I'm not a diabetic. I actually have low blood sugar. It's the opposite.
My wife is that way. With her low blood sugar, so she has to kind of like make sure she eats something. But I actually had a scary episode yesterday. So I don't know if you know anything about blood sugar, but I'm being a diabetic. My sugar is usually resting around that 120, 130 mark for me. But yesterday, all of a sudden, it dropped down to 83, which is like crazy low. And I was about ready to pass out. I've never had that happen to me.
Unfortunately, I do know quite a bit about being diabetic. My wife is, and we're having lots of trouble getting her medication right and keeping her blood sugar in check. We've been battling it for about 3, maybe 4 years now.
1 second, Patrick. Why, I'm back.
4 HKX. So what are you out doing, Daniel?
Two youngest kids, it's their birthday, November's their birthday, the 6th and the 17th, I guess I should know that. Anyways, we don't really do anything big, but this year we decided to throw them a little birthday party, and so we're going to do like a skating rink type thing with them. And so I was coming over to Costco again, the place I love and hate, to actually pick up like some snacks, popcorn, stuff like that. So right when we were talking, I came over. This is the first time I've ever been over to Whole Foods. We usually don't really do Whole Foods, but my wife was like, oh, I want to pick out some stuff there, so I was picking that up for her real quick.
I'm just curious what you're out motoring around for.
I usually don't like to come over to Woodruff Road past Tuesday usually, but I thought I'd come out here and try to help her with that. But anyways, back to your wife. So how long have y'all been dealing, trying to deal with that diabetes with her?
Either 3 or 4 years. I can't remember which now without sitting down and thinking about it. She can't take metformin. It makes her sick to her stomach.
Things to me. I'm still taking it, but just dealing with it. Honestly, what I've been trying to do is just drop weight, which seems to be helping a lot with my sugar.
Another issue is she keeps putting on weight. I don't know. I have my idea about her diet, and she's got hers, and it's her body, so I can't say anything.
Yep. It's tough, but yeah, I ended up doing intermittent fasting, which I cut out all sugar, or I take that back. I cut out most sugar. I don't usually eat a lot of sugar anyways, but I like to have an occasional Dr. Pepper every now and then. So, but I kind of save my Dr. Pepper for Saturday or Sunday, usually Sunday after a wedding. I'll do it, but the intermittent fasting has really has helped a lot, I think.
KO4 HGIC. Yeah, she tried that for 30 days and still put on weight, and then she also tried just 50 carbs a day and was still gaining weight. So we don't know if it's the medication causing it, because it seems like every medication she tries, it makes her sick to her stomach.
Hey, it could just be that medicine that's toying with her. So some of the diabetic medicine helps you lose weight, and some of it kind of makes you gain weight instead.
Tried about everything out there, I believe. Because we have a whole cabinet full of diabetic medication that she can't use now.
Dad, I hate that she's going through that and that you're going through it too, because kind of nothing worse than seeing your spouse go through something that you can't really help. I know as a husband, you'll deal with pretty much anything, but you hate to see somebody else, even your parents or your spouse, go through it.
Yeah, it's tough just sitting back and knowing there's nothing I can do.
It's weird that the intermittent fasting didn't work. I will say this, at least for me, it took probably, I did it for the first month, and it kind of took my body regulating, and it wasn't until I hit that second month where I actually started dropping some weight. Now, I've probably lost 25 pounds altogether in the course of about 5 months now. But over the past 2 weeks, it's like my body gained about 3 or 4 pounds, and it's been kind of like hard for me to figure out what's going on. The only thing I can think of is that I reintroduced, you know, my occasional Dr. Pepper on Sunday. And so I'm sure that's playing a part of it.
It doesn't take much sugar to swing that in the other direction.
Not at all. And I felt like, you know, overall I was doing pretty good. Like, so it was all right to have a Dr. Pepper, but I probably need to take it back out and try to see if that's what it is.
A smaller Dr. Pepper.
I think they have the mini cans now, but yeah, I just usually have one one can.
I've just been trying to help her, and I've had to learn a lot about it myself. It's crazy trying to do this, but we just switched endocrinologists, so maybe she's got some other plan and can know something else, so we're going to give that a try.
Your way for you and her, because I know that when it comes to sugar, it's just a dangerous, weird world. I know we went through a lot with my dad, and that part is my whole, like, all my aunts and uncles and my grandfather and my grandma and my dad and my mom, everybody's got diabetes. So it runs rampant in our family. So I tell you, like, they said it kicks in when you hit your 40th. And dadgum, if it did not kick in, like, the day I turned 40, I don't know what did. Dad, you're way down in the noise again.
Better.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
In the driveway, and I just rolled forward about a foot.
Were you all? I know you're at home, so I'll let you go. But did you hear any of the conversation with Chad and Anna last night?
Anna chiming in, but while y'all were giving him a hard time on the net, I was texting him pictures of escargot from the internet.
You know, spelled escargot. That's not how you spell it. So I sent him how to spell escargot. It's hilarious.
I texted him quite a few pictures last night of escargot and recipe uses.
But us were probably texting him at the same time. But Anna got on last night. Oh, my gosh. It was hilarious. I tell you what, I thought I was going to pee in my pants.
What's that part? What did she do?
She sings voice where she's, like, soft-spoken. And so she put her call out there. Now, I don't know her call sign, but I kind of recognize her voice. Now, as soon as she said whatever her call sign was, I just busted out laughing. And she goes, blah, 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 comment, and I just lost it. And then basically she said, I don't care what Chad thinks. He's eating escargot, and he's going to like it, and I'm going to make him get on this radio when we get back and tell you guys how much he loved it. And so it was hilarious. She's like, you drown anything in gravy, and it tastes good.
Poor Boyd is so terrified right now of eating those snails, he don't know what to think.
And then I chimed in. I said, Anna, I don't know what Chad told you, but we're all behind you, and we think he needs to eat it and skip the gravy. That boy don't need no gravy with his escargot. And so, oh, my gosh, I'm sure he was like, thanks for throwing me under the bus.
Figured when she made the drive home from her mom's, or her grandmother's, wherever she went last night when he was on the radio, that she was going to hear it. I just turned it off. I had to go to bed before she got on, I guess.
I probably just missed that. I think it was like right at that 10:30 mark when she got on. But no, it was hilarious. She said, I heard, because first Chad started out with, she's not on here, and I can actually talk. Well, apparently she caught at least half of it, because she came back. She's like, I was at my mom's watching soccer, and I come back home, and I hear him talking on the radio. It was hilarious.
Still talking about it today when I talked to him as he was on his way to the airport. He was still nervous about it. So he was fussing because of the very first picture I sent him of escargot. He keeps saying it has a hair in it, but I don't see it. I don't see what he was talking about.
That's hilarious. What time did you talk to him this morning? It had to be early.
Right around lunchtime, 1 o'clock.
I asked him what time they were leaving. I thought he said like 11 or something. But I wasn't sure if that's what time they were going to the airport or what time the flight was.
Way to the airport. So I guess he might have been at the airport. All I know is he said airport, so I don't know.
I told him to take some Texas Pete with him, and then he chimed back in. He goes, "You got that? Tell me they're not going to even let these strawberries off." It's like, I don't know.
Give me just a minute. I'm going to run in the house, and I'll turn the base unit on, okay? KO4HX, and I'll be clear.
AI4DTY. I'm almost home anyway, so I'll probably have to cut off in just a second so I can get these groceries in, but then I'll turn the radio back on.
Daniel, KO4HX, clear.
Patrick, KM4NAP.
How are you?
We here. On the way to the dump with my grandson. We're taking her, my trash off, and I heard you on and had to come in here and say hello.
So glad you did. Everybody's been asking about you. We've been worried about you getting on the radio.
Hey, next couple of, maybe Friday I can get up. I can get on the radio Friday morning.
So I'm on here most all day, so you can just give me a shout anytime.
Me and my grandson just realized today's Wednesday and the dump's closed, so now we're headed back home. That shows you how much frames I got.
You be careful out there, and I'm glad to hear from you. I'll let everybody else know you're doing okay.
Get screwed in the house and get that face on so you talk to that other party, and I'll holler at you later. So KM4NAP will be sending 73s your way and clear on your final.
He's Ed, and it's good to hear from you today. KO4HK, and I'm clear.